in that direction. In the countywide transportation analysis, that it showed a greenhouse gas reduction of 24% to 25% per capita. The countywide transportation plan and the transportation expenditure plan will be aligned in the final of the countywide transportation plan, which will come to you later this spring. We have funding for transit-oriented development and priority development investments, major bike, ped, and transit increases. In this plan, there is an unprecedented amount of funding going to transit investments. AC Transit, as I mentioned, is receiving an extraordinary amount of funding from this expenditure plan if it is approved. BART maintenance for the first time is receiving funding, and then we have a student transit pass program, which we have never funded out of this kind of program. We have funding for critical road, highway, and freight investments, and all of the allocations in the expenditure plan will be made with geographic equity. For all of these reasons I've mentioned, and for this long process that we've gone through with extensive public engagement, we recommend to you the approval of the Alameda County $7.7 billion 2012 transportation expenditure plan, and this carries forward the approval today from the steering committee. And this recommendation comes to you because there is no other funding mechanism of this magnitude that we can foresee in the near or far future. The transportation expenditure plan can serve as a catalyst for transitioning our method and mode of transportation. We know that these sales tax measures are anchors for funding for state and federal funds, and that this, we believe, is a solid, balanced, and very forward-looking plan. It's a plan that offers jobs, mobility, and support for communities throughout Alameda County. The steering committee recommended its approval to you today. We're asking for your approval today. Thereafter, we will go out to the city councils and the board of supervisors, asking for a majority of the cities representing the majority of the population to approve the plan. We have already scheduled all of those meetings and look forward to coming to you and asking for your adoption and approval of the plan. We will then be doing polling in the April and May timeframe, and then come back to you for a final adoption and recommendation to the Board of Supervisors that it adopts and places the transportation expenditure plan on the ballot in June. The steering committee recommendation to you today included two changes. One was on page 506 of your packet, and that change is to include the word with rapid bus services to UC Berkeley, which was discussed and approved at the steering committee. And then on page 517, there's been a recommendation for changing the I-880 Broadway Jackson interchange, and this was on a very small handout in three lines that was passed out to you. Those two changes were incorporated in the approval that comes to you today from the steering committee. And with that, staff closes the presentation.
All right, I have 38 speakers. I'm letting both people in the audience as well as my peers know that. So we have 38 speakers. I would appreciate that we start that first process now, and we'll get back to what we need to do with that. For the speakers.
Can I just ask, are they all new speakers?
No, let me handle it first.
Okay,
we have 38 speakers. Just as they're not all new speakers, we're not all new here either, so this is the way life is. And again, for the speakers who've been through this process with me before, here are the rules. You get 90 seconds, 90 seconds. There's not going to be any filibustering up there. 90 seconds, you're finished, you're gone. Next speakers. That's Kurt, that blend, but that's just how the show works here, the big city of Oakland. So you have 90 seconds, be prepared. I'm going to have people lining up in threes over here as I announce your name. And if you can be less than 90 seconds, I'll personally appreciate it. Maybe no one else will. Lynn Sepala, Sally Dunlop, Paul Weiss. Here we go. And use the microphone. Lynn Sepala, Sally Dunlop, Paul Weiss.
My name is Lynn Sepala, 38-year resident of Livermore. I support the TEP proposal for the BART extension to Livermore. It is a matter of common sense and regional equity. And as said before, Livermore has 5% of the population of Allegheny County. We're asking for 5% of the DEP funding to extend BART tracks 5%. So as I said before, this is my 555 fund. Thank you.
Thank you. Sally Dunlop, Paul Weiss, and Mark Anderson.
Yes, I'd just like to say that, like I did in the last meeting, today's headlines and my newspaper said zero emission mission. And I would really like to recommend that you accept the DEP proposal and pass this proposal and let us set BART to Livermore and do all the other wonderful things that I've said. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Weiss, Mark Anderson, Scott Denman.
Paul Weiss from Livermore, and I can give you something new, a little bit of history. In the summer of 1963, we all ran outside and looked at a very odd phenomena when we couldn't see Mount Diablo. It was something called smog, I think they called it. 2 days in the summer of 63. In 73, I left Livermore. The summer of 73, there were 2 days we went outside. We could actually see Mount Diablo in the summer of 73. 2 days. Now you go out there. Yesterday I came back from a hike in Sunol Valley and I came down the hill and there it was. The old smog again was visible. And we are a basin. We catch it and we are the basin in the area for catching the smog. We don't need all that traffic on 580, and here is a way to get rid of it, or rid of some of it, a good part of it. So people who are worried about the environment, please, let us have BART through the valley. Let's cut down the traffic through the valley. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Anderson, Scott Denman, and Anna Cunningham.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Anderson. And I just want to say to the board, I'm with the Carpenters Union Local 713. Back in, I believe it was November 2009, I voted on Measure I. And I say by, was that June 14th of November of 2010, that was my first job. I was actually working on what I voted on, so that was really like inspiring to me. And I just want to ask the board and the whole committee to really take this serious. It's like for the environment, you know, for the planet, you know, it's really bad, you know. Look at what's going on in life, you know. Antarctica and stuff, all the polar bears don't got nowhere to go, you know, everything's melting away. You know, it's bad people with asthma and everything. It's just gonna ask the board to like please consider, like, you know, for your children and your children's children's future, just to go ahead and pass this so we can like move forward, because the planet is growing, you know, and we need to grow as well, you know. It's our duty to like make stuff less congested. So I would ask you guys to help us all out. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott Denman, Anna Cunningham, Joan Sepala.
Scott Denman, I'm the rector of St. John's Episcopal Church, founding chair of Genesis, and clergy chair of the Commission on the Environment for the Diocese of California. I appreciate all the direction this plan has taken, but here to again support the youth bus pass. It's hard for me to get tremendously excited about getting kids halfway to school with this program. I understand those of you who abstained, and I appreciate that, because I think that at the very least, the language around the youth bus pass needs to be tightened up. You've heard a lot about that, and I hope that as this goes forward, that you'd be willing to work with the community in terms of tightening up that language.
Thank you. Ann Cunningham, Joan Sepala, and Olive Green.
I supported the proposed scheme. I've lived in Livermore 35 years. That is long enough to wait for BART. We have had for 50 years for BART. Thank you for beginning to build BART in Livermore. I need BART. I cannot drive a car. I need BART closer than Dublin. I need to have BART in Livermore.
Thank you, Joan Sepala, Olive Green, and Bob Alter.
Please vote for the current TUP language. It provides for a BART extension along the freeway in the vicinity of Isabel. This is what the citizens of Livermore will support. We have a lot of evidence of that in recent elections. Creating 2,000 new BART riders at a Livermore station will reduce vehicle miles traveled by 400,000. Listening to the debate at the steering committee earlier this afternoon, the issue is not about the environment. Rather, the issue is whether North County will be funded at a level that will exclude East County. Please support TUP as currently written. Thank you.
Thank you, Olive Green, Bob Alter, and Andy Fields.
I'm the BTW lady that spoke this morning, meaning BART tax weary. And I have to say that after being here for the meeting all morning, I'm beginning to feel a little BT okay, or at least BTH for hopeful. And I support the plan. I also am really impressed at a new understanding I have of the incredible complexity of what you all have been doing. That's amazing to me, and thank you for doing that. And I'm looking forward to when I'm feeling BTH in the near future with BART to Livermore. BTH, BART tax happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob Alter, Andy Fields, and Marianne Brent.
Bob Alter, Chair, Friends of Livermore. Surprised I support BART to Livermore. This plan is balanced. It is a one-shot deal that, as it's written currently, has a good chance of passing in November. Folks, don't goof it up. Don't change it.
Thanks for cleaning up my language. Andy Fields, Marianne Brandon, Sean Ebersole.
Can I just say don't goof it up and say me too and then leave? My name is Andy Fields of the California Alliance for Jobs. I know y'all have heard me before, and hopefully this will be the last time y'all hear me, because I know you're probably getting tired of it just like I am. We fully support Measure B. In 2000, the California Alliance for Jobs was the co-chair of the campaign that passed the original Measure B, so we know what we're talking about. This plan is the most transit-friendly plan that we've ever had. 78% of this plan's money is going to go to transit, and the rest of that money is going to go to guys like Mark, who voted on Measure I and got immediately put to work. Thousands of guys and ladies just like Mark are going to be able to be put to work because of this plan. Not only is it a great plan to move people around the great county, but it's also a plan to put people to work. So we urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Marianne Brent, Sean Ebersole, and Marcus Huber.
Good afternoon. I support the proposed transportation expenditure plan, and I'm here today to advocate for the extension of BART to Livermore on I-580, because although Livermore's population is 81,000, many thousands, an estimated 140,000 and growing of commuters drive west on I-580 every day to work and to college over the Altamont. This inflow creates horrendous congestion in Livermore on I-580 and in town. And a BART extension would greatly ease the congestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean Ebersole, Marcus Huber, and Michael Frederick.
My name's Sean Ebersole. I am a resident of the Tri-Valley area, Central California, meaning Dublin, Pleasants, and Livermore. I'm a proactive member of DAN and CRIL, Community Resource Independent Living and Disability Action Network. I'm also related with Jessica Lehman and Carmen Rivera Henderson, and we would like to express immediate mandatory needs to extend the BART service to Livermore again. Most of us would be without jobs without the cheaper transportation and access of BART to Livermore, California. Thank you.
Thank you. Marcus Huber, Michael Friedrich, and Obeid Khan.
My Marcus Huber from Livermore, also supporting the TEP and bringing BART to Livermore. Speak to you both as a private citizen and as a professional in the travel industry and destination management. As a private citizen, I've commuted to San Francisco from Livermore for almost 20 years, and my 9 miles from Springtown to the BART station in Double Pleasant takes me half an hour to get there, to get onto the freeway and inch my way down to Double with tens of thousands of other cars, and I'm, you know, one of the polluters of the area. So the environmental benefit of bringing BART to Livermore would be tremendous. And as a, from a tourism perspective, Livermore has been a wine growing area for a century. In the past 20 years, it's become a very popular wine destination. Main feeder markets being the Bay Area, actually, people that come to Livermore on the weekends for wine tasting, and folks that have to come out in their cars right now. Wine, the wine industry is a is an agricultural business, which by definition should be a sustainable business and a green business. And having access to public transportation for that market would be an enormous benefit both for the visitors and for the Livermore.
Thank you. Michael Friedrich, Obeid Khan, and Dennis Caputo.
Hi. I'm still a little concerned about the new verbiage related to the BART to Livermore that's been added to the final draft. I think a half an hour bus ride from Livermore to Dublin BART station is not the solution that people of Livermore are looking for. But with that said, I do support the final draft, and I hope you pass it and distribute